Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime.
Hey guys.
Hello.
We don't have a hair fact for you because this is a spooky case, but once again, your hair looks spooky. Go get it done. Let's talk about something really close to here that I loved a few years ago when somebody told us that they were getting married there, and we were like, ugh,
don't do that.
Lake Lanier.
Bay.
Not a wedding destination, and let's tell you why. So before it was Lake Lanier, it was Forsyth County, Georgia. It's still Forsyth County, Georgia. Lake Lanier is actually in a bunch of different counties, but so Forsyth County, Georgia had about 12,000 residents and was a thriving black farming community called Oscarville. There was 1,000 people living in actual Oscarville, but 12,000 in Forsyth County. Many of these people were formerly enslaved residents and their descendants, and now they had their own land. Life was centered around farming and church and school and commerce, and they really had their own little thriving community. But in 1912, two separate incidents occurred a week apart, both involving white women. Ellen Grice said she woke up to a black man in her bed. That's the only thing I saw about that story. She says she woke up and there was a black man in her bed. May Crow was raped and murdered near Brown's Bridge on the Chattahoochee Riverbanks right by Oscarville. And unfortunately, the murder was pinned on four young black men who happened to live in the area, which were siblings Oscar and Tressie Jane Daniel, who were 18 and 22. Their 16-year-old cousin, Ernest Knox, and then Robert Big Rob Edwards. Edwards was arrested for Crow's rape and murder and taken to jail in Cumming, Georgia, the seat of Forsyth County. And a day later, a white mob invaded his cell. They shot him, dragged him through the streets, and hung him from a telephone pole outside of the courthouse. So a month later, Ernest Knox and Oscar Daniel appeared in court for the rape and murder, and they were found guilty by the jury in just over an hour. And unfortunately, 5,000 people gathered to watch them be hung, and I think that is the grossest part of American history. And then Tressie Daniel's charges were dismissed, but it's widely believed that these people were all innocent. They had nothing to do with this, and I think this is absolutely devastating, especially what happened after, because these back-to-back incidents and tensions were just so high that white mobs known as Night Riders started going from door to door with torches and guns, burning down black businesses and church, demanding they all vacated the county.
What the fuck?
Yeah. This is even worse. As the mob pursued them, the displaced residents sought refuge near the Chattahoochee River. Once they got to the river or to the bridge, they either swam or they drowned, and a lot of them didn't make it. So these people literally went around with fucking torches and forced these people out of their homes in the middle of the night. And to make it even worse,
into the water.
Yes. And to make it even worse, they took their fucking property. They took their land, what was left. And they were like, hey, this is actually pretty good land. So in 1946, Congress approved the River and Harbors Act, which was aimed to bolster waterways in the area. Atlanta was getting really big. They needed a water supply and they needed hydroelectric power because the Chattahoochee River also was like flooding too. Mm-hmm. So they really needed to do something there. It was approved for $45 million to be Lake Lanier and the Buford Dam. So they named it after Sidney Lanier, a writer, poet, musician, Confederate Army veteran. In 1956...
And here's what we don't love about living in the South.
Yeah, this is the definite downside. So in 1956, they created it by flooding tens of thousands of acres, including the old Oscarville. And it was really controversial from the start because 56% of the budget was for like design and construction, and only 44% of that was to like relocate the family and the businesses and the churches and all that. In the 5 years it took to fill the lake, they accumulated 50,000 acres of land, displacing 250 families, even though I read an account that said more like 700. And they also, air quotes, relocated 20 cemeteries. So before this, they demolished some of these hazardous structures, like bridges, but a lot of it, they just left, just flooded it out. And people actually started swimming in the lake before it was even filled. And when they were doing it, their clothes were getting caught on the top of trees and houses that were literally just underneath the water.
Wow.
There's actually Discovery Channel has Expedition X, the show. Yeah. They do this and they go under there at one point. And they say that there's still cemeteries with headstones down there that have not been removed. And if we learn anything in all this stuff that we talk about, we realize they never get all the bodies.
No, never, ever.
Here's a fun fact for you Cleveland people. I know I told you this a few years ago. But where Bourbons and Blades is in Cleveland now, that was originally a cemetery before it was made into like a gas station. Yep. And they say they moved all the bodies. But once again, you never get all the bodies. Mm-hmm. They were really willy-nilly on headstones back then anyway.
They really were.
So this was not supposed to be a recreational lake. Like, that was never its purpose. Its purpose was to keep...
To provide power.
Yes, and to keep the Chattahoochee from flooding everything out. Yeah. Underneath it, there are, you know, still buildings and cars and stuff like this. But they said these are not ever going to be an issue. Y'all don't worry about it. But now that the water is receding and accidents keep happening, that's adding to the debris down there, too. And this is actually known as the most dangerous underwater surface in the United States. There's been 500 boating accidents there, including some that have just went up in flames, just started burning. Obviously, this makes it impossible to find bodies down there. But not just on top of all this shit being on the lake floor. It is so unpredictable that one second you can be shoulder deep and the next step you can be 30 feet down. So it's very dangerous. The most famous ghost story is known as Lady of the Lake. In 1958, two friends, Delia Mae Parker Young and Susie Roberts, left a dance, disappeared. The following year, a fisherman came across a body, but it was too decomposed to be able to tell who it was. So they figured it was one of those two girls, but no one ever knew. In 1990, they found the 1950 sedan, which belonged to Roberts. She was in it. So that means that Delia was the one that they had found back in 1959. And they never needed to do forensic tests on to see if that was Roberts that was still in the car. Because the blue dress she had borrowed that night, she still wears, wandering around the bridge with her handless arms, and she snatches unsuspecting lakegoers and drags them to the bottom. Christmas Day in 1964 was the deadliest day on Lake Lanier when a driver lost control, flipped into the lake where five children and two adults all died. Since its creation in the mid-1950s, there have been nearly 700 deaths on this lake.
Damn.
27 of those people have never been found. But still, every year, this lake gets between 8 and 10 million visitors. It generates $5 million a year in revenue. And that's the story of why you don't get married on Lake Lanier.
Yeah, isn't it like when people go in Lake Lanier, they say that like, it's like heavy. Like the water is like,
yeah,
trying to swim through molasses.
Yeah. And Usher's son actually died there a few years ago on a jet ski. That's where he was whenever he had that jet ski accident.
Was it his son or was it his
stepson, friend, maybe?
Something like that.
Because I've seen it was his ex-wife was listed as the mother, so that might be it. But basically, the problem is if you go under in Lake Lanier, there's so much stuff. They probably
could stab you and, yeah, you never even know. Wow. Yep. Wow.
So while everybody's sitting up here thinking, wow, that's creepy as hell, I'd never go there. Just so you know, Parksville does not have the same racist, nasty history, but there is also a town under.
Literally Googling deaths on Parksville Lake to see something out.
To see if we had the same.
I was like, how many do we have?
Do you see one? I don't know that I've ever heard of somebody dying up there. So maybe it's not just flooding the town.
I don't see any cases, though. You might get some Parksville weird ones.
One good one, that woman that drove her car off and they
53 years ago?
Yeah, and they found her a few years ago.
I was like, oh my God.
I remember when they found her. I'd always like heard that story, but yeah, that is a short little spooky on Lake Lanier and why you don't need to go swim there. It's really close, so it's tempting, but don't do it. Bye, guys.
Don't whistle in the woods at night.
Bye, y'all.